Have we made one of the great scientific breakthroughs of the modern scientific era, Millsy? Have we found, maybe even rediscovered, the Tasmanian tiger?
Well, this is a great yarn, and if it's true that it could change the way we actually look at the thylacine, can I tell you this? Back on, we're talking on the April the 3rd, 2015, a bloke by the name of Greg Booth came face to face with what he thought was a Tasmanian tiger.
Boothie.
So he went back and told everyone. They said, "You're mad, mate.
You got any video, mate? You got
unbelievable." So you know what they did?
What?
Three men, Mitch, a bloke by the name of Adrian Richardson, and George and Greg Booth, decided that they would place 14 cameras in the area where Greg Booth was actually confronted by the Tasmanian tiger. And guess what?
They found it.
They got footage of what they believe is the first sighting of a Tasmanian tiger since 1932.
There you go. There you go.
Nick Mooney is a Tasmanian wildlife biologist. Now, the film is a bit grainy, Nick, but are we confident that the Tasmanian tiger lives? Good morning to you.
Well, good morning there, man. I think it's probably a very large spotted tail quoll on that footage. That's nothing to do with what Greg saw. That's a completely different issue. So I got a look at the footage, a good look, many looks at it a few months ago, and so I was able, it is grainy, it is a very brief period, and it is at the operational range of that type of camera, and which makes it very hard to judge the size. But anyway, I managed to winkle out some information, and I think it's probably a quoll, but I can't be definitive about that.
Right.
And so there is a chance. It is a thylacine because those two species are related. They have some characters in common, the way, you know, some aspects of how they move, some aspects of their anatomy. And as you've correctly pointed out, it's not very clear. Those cameras are meant for low light conditions, if you like. So they've got very, very grainy film, which will operate in low light.
In the Oz this morning, Matthew Denheim, who's the Tasmanian correspondent, writes and quotes Greg Booth as saying, "She sat down on the track and looked at me from about 3 metres."
Yeah, that's the sighting. Nothing to do with this camera.
I understand that. I could see the pouch and scars on her face and the colours. Yep. Then she went into the bush, across the track and around the ute before she went back into the bush. That's a first-hand account.
So could that be, Nick, could he have seen a Tasmanian tiger?
Well, yes, he could have. There is a remote possibility that they still exist. But Greg's is one of essentially hundreds of sightings. Not many of that quality and that.
When do the experts think the last known sighting or confirmed 1930? Is that right information?
The last one we absolutely know of died in 1936 in captivity.
Right. So, and as far as the experts are concerned, that was it.
No, it's a bit like generalising about farmers or footballers or anything. The experts would have a huge variety of opinions. I'm fairly open-minded about it, or I think it's probably gone, but it certainly could be there. Some experts think it definitely is because they reckon they've seen them themselves, and lots of other experts think it's all a big joke because it's impossible.
What about the Loch Ness Monster and Yeti?
Well, they never existed within millions of years, so it's a bit different to something that was walking around here only a bit over 80 years ago.
You haven't ruled it out totally, Nick, so we'll take it as it's still live in play. We appreciate your time.
Good on you, Nicky.
Well, you guys have sightings of your own across in West Australia, down Margaret River way and up the coast.
Yeah, but we also see Elvis in Coolgardie, so you've got to be careful of that.
He's probably breeding him.
Nick Mooney, Tasmanian wildlife biologist with a sense of humour as well.